dirty, dirty down in South Alabama. Got my Chevy truck sitting up high. Z71, yeah, we do it just for fun. Got a sticker that says Mud Life. And riding on the dirt road. Dirt road. And riding on the dirt road. Get me riding on the dirt road.
That's right.
We all chrome wheels and shotguns. Got a girl hotter than the summer sun. And my Silverado with the sunburns. When we out here, we don't stop.
Riley, Chevy High, and this is the Ranch 1922, your agricultural hub for media. Today we have a phenomenal segment for you, all the way from the podcast king down to Cat Williams. Yes, Lord, don't miss it. Let's go. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, producer and scriptwriter, and I'm super excited because I am promoting and launching my paid community, the Boulevard Manor. Yes, Lord. Now, this community is for the 99%, not the 1%, not the cool guys, not the clout chasers, not the individuals that's already locked in with the rat race and they think they're the head honchos, not the 1%. This is for those who truly have a gift and sincerely needs a hand to be part of a community where they can say that I helped them produce from imagination, taught them how to produce sweat equity, and they receive clarity on how to use that sweat equity. That sweat equity is that value that you bring to an hour, that you tell how much you're worth, rather somebody telling you that you're worth $5.45. Yes, Lord. So just imagine for the rest of your life, well, not the rest of your life, you know, the paid community is for 12 months out of the year, but being part of a community that generates camaraderie, accountability, but also gives you healthy communication in regards to your goals and aspirations as a creative. But one second, bear with me. Let me draw something for you. Once you see something. Boulevard Manor. This is you. Boulevard Manor, this is you. You know they say when you go fishing, you want to go where the fishes are. You want to go where the birds are, right? You don't want to go fishing somewhere in an undisclosed area when all the fishermen and all the birds are circling over here. Yes, Lord. Listen, create, don't wait. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Here's number one. Podcasting is the only media that's going to have a long tail. It's an asset that's going to pay you for weeks, months, years to come after you upload content. Number two, competition is so much lower than people think. There's only 250,000 active podcasters. Number three, high value content. Most content nowadays is going shorter and shorter and shorter, but it's hard to actually provide value in sub 60 seconds. Number four is multiple streams of income. You can have sponsorship, people buy your products and service, you can have a paid for community, you can do affiliate marketing. And number five is repurposing. You can't turn 20 TikToks into a podcast. You can turn a podcast and repurpose it for those virality channels like TikTok, like Instagram, like YouTube Shorts.
This is Cowboy 347, and this is yet another episode of The Ranch 1922, your radio personality and podcaster of Smarter by the Day with Cowboy 347, producing equity with Cowboy 347, and I'm here to give you guys a phenomenal hosting of great media. Yes, Lord, as we farm as the agricultural hub, I want to give you guys information that can keep you inspired, included, and influenced. Yes, Lord. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are looking to interact, you need podcast syndication. You guys need podcast syndication. You need business-to-business syndication. I am your guy. Click the link in the bio. I look forward to speaking to you guys soon. This is The Ranch 1922. We are hosted through 13 terrestrial stations throughout the United States of America in 13 states. If you guys know what's good for you, you guys want to tap in, because this is absolutely including on and off of the mainstream platforms, which is going to be social media included. So let's have a good time. I want to get right to it, jumping it off with culture, and I want to talk about the podcast king, David Shands. David Shands is the owner of Social Proof. He and his co-host, Donnie Wiggins, have been ripping the game to shreds, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're hosting events, whether you're hosting boot camps, whether you're consulting. David Shands and Donnie Wiggins, and Donnie Wiggins having full transparency as her podcast, has been doing extreme damage and has been beacons of light for the media community and the podcasting community. And the reason why I want to address David Shands' platform, address his sweat equity right now, is because of his sincerity towards his intentions. I believe as a businessman, you do have to be intentional when it comes to production and growth and looking to get out what you put in, inputs and outputs. But David Shands is very clever in terms of his marketing schemes that he puts together for his podcast. Now, not to get long-winded, he has a show called The Hot Seat on Social Proof. And what's special about The Hot Seat is that he's bringing aspiring or inspired or inspiring entrepreneurs onto his show. And he is giving them a hard time questioning if they really have what it takes to be a successful business owner or entrepreneur or creator in their space. And he starts off his podcast with, "You suck, your business suck, it'll never succeed." But the clever twist to his show is entertaining because of how the questions doesn't necessarily come off as him criticizing the other entrepreneur's gift or calling or sweat equity. What he's doing is he's actually teaching. He's teaching in a different way where it's informing the informal about what they are not informed of in what they're good at, or quote unquote, what they're good at. And I watched a couple of episodes and it just reminded me when I started my first business, when I was in sports, and, you know, I'm listening to them ask questions of certain individuals that, you know, they come off as extremely confident in what they're good in, but you can just see, you know, with every question that he asks and how he guides the conversation, you can see where people did not do the work. So I say that to say this, ladies and gentlemen, if you are an entrepreneur, go check out Social Proof. Go tap into a platform that's actually tithing to a particular demographic, information and education to actually go and get it. And I say that because I'm all about uplifting sweat equity and giving individuals the chance to be beacons of light. Now, David Shands is the king of podcasting in his own right. And I want to just give this an opportunity to resonate to the community what the intentions are when you are an entrepreneur. You are meant to show up to serve. And this is a great example of what serving looks like. And I want you guys to go tap in. Now that we're talking about beacons of light, picking up from there, I came across another brother on social media by the name of Myron Golden. And Myron talks about, you know, if you don't know who Myron Golden is, this is the Millionaire Fast Track. This is the Trash Man, the Cash Man. 62-year-old brother where he started at 40 and he blew up around 10 years later. And he talks about the elements of business through utilizing the word of God. And obviously he's one of the guys that I refer to as being one of the best. And I just so happened to tap into him after checking out David Shands and what he did with the hot seat. And I caught Myron Golden talking about the work always work. I just want to let you guys know something, and I'm going to put a link of his episodes of his content underneath this episode so I can direct you guys to some inspiration. But I just want to let you guys know something. If you're starting something, if you're doing something right now and you feel like it's not working, I want to remind you that the work works, right? If you feel like you're not seeing any type of residual, I want to let you know right now that the work works, right? Don't matter what it is. It could be working for you. It could be working on you, right? Right? The work works. And I want to let you know something. That just because a financial residual has not landed in your hands, I just want to let you know, it does not mean that the work is not working. Entrepreneurship should be more of a gauge perception of the work that you do so that you can become a better person as the work works on you. Instead of viewing it as I work to get money, you should be working to get better. But Myron Golden put this message out and I thought that it was absolutely clever, and I wanted to share it with you guys on the show. And he's actually super inspirational. He has a phenomenal media studio down there in Florida, and he has one leg and he is a guru at what he does. He's helped so many individuals amass 30 plus $1 million in consulting and products from him speaking on business and the word of God at 62 years old. You talk about an example in the beacon of light. So I had to include him on culture. But next we have, we're going to go into the mainstream ceramics of this media thing. Dave Chappelle called out Cat Williams. You know, D. Ray was present on stage with Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle called out Cat Williams for his viral internet breaking, being on Club Shay Shay, calling out the industry, calling out certain individuals that wasn't being transparent on a lot of the things that they were saying in terms of being accountable individuals in this, on their throne to the public. And Dave Chappelle felt like Cat Williams was disrupting people's financial situations by calling him out the way that he did, disrupting their paper, quote unquote. And I would like to say, you know, being in the world where everybody has an opinion and everybody has the chance to weigh in on someone's life, for anybody that's witnessed or may have education on this situation, I just want to say that the only opinion that matters is the opinion that you have of yourself. So getting dressed every day to walk out of your house and deflect a lot of what people are saying to you can only do so much, because at the end of the day, it's really about who you are on the inside. And that opinion of that person that you are on the inside is what can get you to where you need to be in the long run. But Dave Chappelle called out Cat Williams, or he responded to Cat Williams, saying that in the time that we live in, yeah, a lot of things has happened to me. There's a lot of things that I could, you know, speak on that could be considered tough, can be considered rough in my journey to be successful. But I would never call out certain individuals because of the principle that it may mess up somebody's money. And I want you guys to chime in on the chat. I want you guys to, I want to let you guys know that you can call in on the show. And I want you guys to give me the commentary and give me the dialogue that we need to feed off of this to see, you know, what direction should we take as a people? Because is Dave Chappelle right or wrong? Yes, Lord. This is Kevin Gates. Birds flying.
Cool birds come. It's in a trap for me. New low, back on the road. Come with that work for me. 4 in the morning, yawning. Birds calling. I hear the work calling. Birds calling. Early in the morning, later to the evening. Phone ringing, I can't go to sleep. Early in the morning, later to the evening. Birds keep calling, keep on calling me. Have you ever tried, ain't got the night. Going to bed, waking up tired. Time after time, you on the grind. Ain't get difficult, no lie. Yeah, brave on a brick, lay up in my reflection. Bringing the load, I'ma win off the extra. I'm who they want, everything I do special. Get what you want if you from our section. Whip out the bow, got a new 911. Invisible roof reappear in a second. First I was broken out of roller at present. 1423, I de-rolls on the belt. They know I'm him, so they copy and edit. Nothing alike, this a regular texture. Popular women consider me sick. They cannot step in dimensions, I'm flexing. Power on eye on this holy mountain. My name in the Bible with all my disciples. Reborn again and I got a new title. Creator Almighty, I'm God the Messiah. Cleansing my sins, started healing, I'm righteous. Free everybody who thugging in Rikers. Know that I'm free, I'm authentically me. See a hill with a tree, I pull over and hike. Buku birds calling. It's in a trap for me. New low, back on the road. Come with that work for me. 4 in the morning, yawning. Birds calling. I hear the work calling. Birds calling early in the morning, later to the evening. Phone ringing, I can't go to sleep. Early in the morning, later to the evening. Birds keep calling, keep on calling.
I got a real bright future. I got my glasses on right now. I got a real bright future. It's not coming out high sound of my head. Jackson, Michael.
Gray on a cartel, street fighter. All you can, tiger. Sonic, boom, hyper. Palo Santo, big torch lighter. Pull a string, guitar recital. Maybe you can't run from my love. You scared of the dark, little lights on. Second little pop project, no lights on. Smell from the bridges, can't kill her in lights on. I hold it down on my own. I'ma get us out these trenches and we gon' be alright. Cheapest numbers in the city and the dope is alright. Big ol' eagle flipping chickens and the dope is alright. I'm little nigga in charge, started off dealing it hard. Got my problem solved, did what it take. I elevated in rank and got my squad involved. Know that I'm ill, know that you know that I'm built, don't need nobody guard. I'm dealing line, crime's more important than an exotic car. Uku birds calling. It's in a trap for me. New load, back on the road. Come with that work for me. Four in the morning, yawning. Birds calling. I hear the work calling. Birds calling. Early in the morning, later to the evening. Phone ringing, I can't go to sleep. Early in the morning, later to the evening. Birds keep calling, keep on calling me. Buku birds calling. Hello. It's in a trap for me. Bruh. New low, back on the road. Come with that work for me. Four in the morning, yawning. Birds calling. Hello. I hear the work calling. Birds calling.
Yes, Lord, we're two songs in. I hope you guys are entertained. The first song was Danny Riley, Chevy High. Second was Kevin Gates. That was that song right there, Birds Flying. Today's episode, we're going to have Danny Riley on the show. I just want to get you guys prepared for his single that he's dropped that's doing extremely well on YouTube and social media. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. Now, here's the big chunk of why we're here today, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be the blockbuster topic today. And I just want to talk about Krishan Rock, tattooing Blueface on her face for the first time and on her body for the second time. Now, as we know, Blueface was sentenced to jail. Soulja Boy came out and said, man, I'm sorry. I wish that on nobody. Let me put money on your books. But not only that, out of nowhere, Krishan has been touring, and every tour she's been saying, free Blueface. And the mixed messages are enough for me. Now, between one another, between in relationships, you know, of a man and a woman, I don't want to get in between that. Now, growing up, I was taught by the OGs, never get in between a pimp and his prostitute. I'm not saying that Krishan Rock is a prostitute. What I'm saying is, it's a business. And I'm minding my own business. And I want this to be clear. This segment of the show is not to be in their business. I am here to leverage the mighty Krishan Rock's campaign and promotion behind her acts, speaking intelligently from my position only, not being biased, not trying to weigh in or criticize. But ladies and gentlemen, Krishan Rock is supporting her baby daddy in jail right now by tattooing his face on her face. Now, I need you guys to comment. I need you guys to call in, because I want to have a conversation behind what would you do in Krishan Rock's circumstance when it comes to her baby father and her career, her co-parenting situation. Is she doing the right things in terms of her standards as a leader? Or do some of y'all think that she's crazy? Or do some of y'all feel like this is sending mixed messages? Let's have a conversation. Let's support this form of expression, because we live in a world where the best way to be free is to act free, literally, and express yourself. So I wanted to share that. Before we get into the interview with Danny Riley, I just want to give you guys a phenomenal example of business. The next chapter. Yes, I brought him back onto the show. I was going to talk about Young Thug and the Lifestyle song being played in the courthouse, which I think is absolutely absurd that is part of the court case. But you got to do what you got to do to, you know, to dig deep and to get the answers needed to make the right call, right, on this case. I was also going to talk about Donald Trump winning over Iowa. But I just wanted to push that to the side right now, because we have enough time to go over so many things, and I want to give Danny Riley his chance to, man, show how unique of a talent he is on the show. But the next chapter on YouTube is now on season 9. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to know what entrepreneurship looks like when it comes to administration and integrating technology and, you know, man, just the internet in general, this is absolutely absurd. I want you guys to go check out the next chapter on YouTube for you sports fanatics, for you young sports fanatics. I think that you guys would go check it out to know, for one, for players, that your careers are never over. And you guys should go chime in and continue to find ways to do what you love to do, get paid for it, and be happy at what you, at what you're doing in life. But not only that, man, you guys should go look at Devontae Freger and his peers at the next chapter to see what it looks like to do good business, to have people show up for accountability. I did a podcast on, you know, accountability and what it means to show up to the front line and pay what is due, but then also call to be paid what you're due by the good works that you do for others. To see these players show up for the next chapter in Devontae Freger and feel like family and feel like they're in a safe space and a safe haven to do so, I think that this is a great opportunity to give them light on this show. In regards to how special they are as a brand, because this is about lifting sweat equity. This is about lifting up the creatives in the world so others can be inspired no matter where they are at. Because even when I'm not podcasting, I'm podcasting, and you guys can check out the radio show's Rewind on my podcast. But I want you guys to go check out the next chapter. And this next song is from Jelly Roll, Wild Ones. Yes, Lord.
Got me wide open, got a 45 on him, and he pushing about 102. Always smoking something, he ain't worried about nothing, cause he ain't got nothing to lose. I got a thing for the Harlech on ice, short days and long nights, Marlboros at the window, middle finger to the sky. Say you wanna get dangerous, now you speaking my language. I forgot what your name is, so I'ma call you mine. I'ma call you mine. Got me wide open, got a 45 on him, and he pushing about 102. Always smoking something, he ain't worried about nothing, cause he ain't got nothing to lose.
Asking me how I've been feeling lately. Coming for mine, then this do or die. I won't let it slide, no stealing bases. No back and forth bargaining, no bitching and arguing. A whole lot of problems, living in Gotham. And Bunny's my Harley Quinn. Was raised in the darkness. Forgive me, I'm guarded. I have no shame, I'm in love with the heartless. The police will never take us alive. And cowgirls don't cry.
Got me wide open, got a booty.
Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord, I'm Cowboy 347. You guys know how we articulate these things. I give you guys a stick so that you guys can be inspired and be pulled out of the mental quicksand no matter where you are at in the world. Today, I have somebody who is willing to give you a front row seat to his purpose-driven life. And I'm not going to hold the mic too much more longer so that he can introduce himself.
Hey, I'm Danny Riley Music, from Southeast Alabama. Danny Riley Music on everything, but you know, known as formerly Danny Riley.
Danny.
Hey, matter of fact, Danny Riley, who is about to take over 2024. Just watch that.
Yeah, let's get it. That's how we starting off. And you know what? And I'm going to take the baton, my brother, and I'm going to do what I do best. Yes, Lord, download the iHeartRadio app on Spotify, Play FM, Deezer, if you guys want to check out all the other syndication platforms. Click the Media Club link. Yes, Lord. Brother Danny, I love the energy, brother, and I'm so happy to have you here in fellowship. And we get ready to start this contrivement. I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate you for the survival. I want to celebrate you for the gift. Someone who is taking the baton, a generational baton of expression, and using it to push through every obstacle that you faced in your life to impact mankind. Honey. Yes, Lord. Oh, man, we starting out spicy. I like the energy on this one. Yeah, a whole nother freaking
thing. That's an intro. I like that.
Yeah. Man, D, and you know, with that, you know, Danny Riley Music, you're about to take over 2024. Do you mind delving into, you know, what you do, what's your passion, and just give the audience a little bit more clarity on, you know, your weaponry, my brother?
Okay. So I'm a songwriter first and foremost, singer, content creator. I do a little bit of everything, mix, film, pretty much everything that you see when you go to my page is what I do. I'm an electrical tech. I do electric meters by day, 9 to 5, blue collar guy. Talk to him. Just trying to support my own dreams right now.
Talk to him. Thank you, Danny, for that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's dive into someone special. Let's dive into this beacon of light. Danny, how did we get here, brother?
How did I get here? Man, it's a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of figuring it out, a lot of not getting any sleep, a lot of praying, asking God what my purpose is. That's probably been one of the biggest things for me, you know, wanting to know what my purpose is, wanting to know if I haven't figured it out in time, if I'm too late in life to be figuring out what I want to do with the rest of my life. So I did a lot of praying on that. And I think that prayer is what led me here. Listening, knowing when God is speaking and listening and following through with things that he tells you is why I'm here.
Let's go.
And how I got here. So.
Wow. No, seriously. Wow. Because D, you know, we're in 2024 and this year started off electric, pertaining to, let's say, Cat Williams, right? The way Cat Williams hopped on Shannon Sharpe's platform and expressed nothing but the truth. And as a content creator, as a podcaster, a radio personality, this episode is going to be on my radio show, The Ranch 1922, in 13 terrestrial states, terrestrial stations in 13 states in the country as well, on top of the syndication. I'm very sensitive to, you know, what algorithm or what frequency the world is in, right? And I believe that this year is about, you know, authenticity, empathy, right? And when it comes to you as an artist, man, it's a pleasure to meet you, brother. Again, thank you for your time. When it comes to you as an artist, I really tilt my hat to you because, you know, the world is now giving more opportunities for people to minister to people. and being an artist in general is it's a lot tougher now than it was back in the day, because there's so much vulnerability that's necessary, right, to make you, that fingerprint. No one in the world is like you, right? And for you to express yourself, you're a warrior. So I say all of that to say this. What is it about your story, right, in terms of the trials and tribulations, your testimony, that with all those prayers, right, that makes your passion worth it in terms of having enough to say to the world? Oh, man.
Man.
That went off.
So this is all crazy to me, first of all, because, like I said, even though I'm praying, you know, to understand what my purpose is, I didn't know that it was this. As I fell into doing this, you know, being pushed by my dad and other family members for years, my friends, it was kind of just a thing that I did until I figured out my purpose.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have a lot of passion in it. I just wrote what I felt. As a lot of people may not agree, but I consider myself an empath, right? So I feel what other people feel, and my way of expressing it is to write it down. So if you're going through something and you're telling me about it, I may not have the words for you, but I can write about it. Yeah. But I didn't connect that, you know, the passion in that and my purpose. I didn't connect those things until last year. But when I did, I realized it was a weapon, and I have made it my purpose to not only understand people, to help people get through things, to, you know, it's in there, you got to listen for it, to minister to people, mm-hmm. Different. I take my music and I'm doing everything that needs to be done with it. That's how I speak. I don't know. I mean, that might not even answer your question, but
no, you did.
That's just what I was led to say. You
did. No, I got you. But nah, I connected with that. You said you're an empath. And, you know, yeah, it's a lot of things to express in music today, because, you know, music is like the number one conduit for education, I feel like. For the world, in terms of, like, for example, mm-hmm. good and bad, there's good and bad and everything. But, like, you know, there's, you know, young ladies listening to Cardi B and saying, hey, I'm not trying to get a job, I'm gonna go straight to the strip club and see if I could. Right. And then you have brothers that, you know, right. listen to, you know, J. Cole. Right. And, you know, they said, nah, I'm gonna try to make my dreams come true, you know, the old, you know, the traditional way. And I'm gonna try to find a way in, you know, there's so many things to put out into the world in terms of a blueprint, right? Jay-Z, or, you know, we can go down the lines to, you know, Trace Adkins, right? Now we're jumping into different genres, right? Where you talk about what you've been right. through. And I just wanted to have you share that, because we had a conversation before this contrivement and you blew me away. And I'm all about lifting sweat equity. Why? Because there's so many movies walking the earth right now that's not being told, that's not being promoted. And to have a chance to hear your story and how you kind of connected the dots that this is your purpose, it was extremely unique. And ladies and gentlemen, to get you guys caught on board, I would like to, you know, talk about you and, you know, your father, right? And how right. there was this unique experience, right, that caught your attention.
Right. So my dad has, for as long as I can remember, has had an amazing voice. When I was younger, I sang in the choirs. I had a very high, maybe soprano voice. But my dad had this deep lower register bass, baritone. You know, you can feel it when he talks. It just shakes the room. And then when he sang, it was, you felt it in your chest. It was, he would evoke emotion like no one else I knew. So I was always like impressed by that and a little bit jealous, because as I hit puberty, I kind of lost my voice, or in my head, I lost my voice. I stopped really caring so much about singing, and I was just kind of stayed in awe of him. I continued to write throughout the years, but he would always push me to get back into singing, and, you know, that's your dream, you need to do it. Because I was writing songs for other people, and he's like, why don't you write your own? And I'm like, I don't have the voice for it. So, you know, just fast forward many years. 2021, I found out on a Friday that he had cancer. Was really, really caught me off guard, because my dad had remained the hardest working person I knew. He had had his roofing and remodeling business for 25 plus years. He was still getting on roofs at that time.
Wow.
And it was just, something was off about him one day. And me and my sister found out he had cancer the next day. And long story short, we lost him within a week, 7 days, we lost him. So, but before that, I moved in with him for that week. And I spent a lot of time with him, hearing stories that I never heard before. A lot of time being angry, finding out he knew about this and didn't tell us. But there was a moment the night before he passed that Louis Graham, and he plays the bass like no other. And he was just jamming in the living room playing my dad's bass, because my dad picked up this bass and he was supposed to fix it and start playing it again. And he hadn't really done anything to it. And he got in there playing around with my dad's bass, and my dad just starts singing. Mind you, he hasn't even been talking. He's like, you can tell he's kind of wanting to give up. He hadn't been talking, couldn't talk. His memory was slipping in and out, but he just began singing, and it took over the house. There was somebody else there helping out with stuff, people cleaning up. They all joined in and was singing with him. And then he looks over at me. I'm recording. Got a video like this, maybe the last video I get of my dad. I'm recording. He never liked taking pictures, so I just had to have it. And he looks over at me and he's like, why are you not singing? And I'm like, you know, I can't sing with you. I can't sing like you. And he just encourages me to sing. So reluctantly, I joined in. But, you know, I'm glad I did, because that was that memory that I needed. But the next day when he passed, or right before he passed, some of the close family members was around him, and I can't remember why people went out to talk. Maybe it was to doctors or something, but me and him had a moment, and I was just like, I still need you. I don't want you to leave me yet, because my dad was very strict. He never said I love you, things like that. He raised me and my siblings to be hard workers, to not need anybody. A lot of good qualities, but being loving wasn't one of them. You know, my grandparents were the same way. So
in school,
I had a moment where I broke down, and I literally saw tears in his eyes that I've never seen before.
Oh, wow.
And just the way he grabbed me right before he passed, literally moments later he passed, but the way he grabbed me, I felt like he passed on his abilities to me at that point, because it was a spiritual feeling, which I struggled in the past with, you know, religion and things like that, because we were raised in the church so heavily. But when things started going so wrong, I would always ask, you know, why is this happening? You know, so, but that moment I felt all of it. And I told my sister later, I felt like he transferred, you know, his singing ability to me. And when I tell you, my nervousness, my anxiety from singing in front of people and around people, my range, everything from that moment, it's like I was a different person.
Wow.
I started singing after that. I started writing songs for myself. And ever since then, it's just kind of been like I'm riding a wave that, you know, it's my dad had something to do with.
Wow.
That was a bit long-winded way to explain it, but
no, we here.
That's kind of what it is. That's why I'm where I am now.
We're here, Danny. Nah, thank you, brother. Yeah. Because you're a talent. Ladies and gentlemen, this man can sing. I am a huge fan of music. You know, it was my very first love. If I wasn't at the time, I was at the time I was into basketball and you know, trying to go pro and all of that, became a thing. But if I had a chance and I had the gift, I would have tried to be a singer. And being such a fan of the craft and hearing you, I used to be a talent scout, Danny, for professional athletes. And I have like this thing about, you know, usage rate, reality versus potential and, you know, form of expression. And just hearing you, man, I really feel like, and man, put this down in the record books, mark my words, I really feel like you are the next best thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I will play his song at the end of this contrivement so that you guys can check it out. But it's a wave of emotions that hit you because you don't expect you to sound the way you look. Not only that, just the correlation of the genre and the style that you represent is breathtaking. It's different. We're in a world where being different is it. And I have to say to you now, you already have an acumen. You perform, and you have a track out called Drinking Games, which I love. I think that's an absolute vibe. And you have other songs, and I'll let you promote the other songs before the one you dropped recently. But I know you just dropped it. I want to use this episode to promote, you know, and campaign this new song you got, of course. But what is this that's happening right now? It seems like you're on a surfboard and you're really riding something, and you know, never mind the motion, you're really trying to lock in on some momentum. What's happening right now with Drinking Games?
What's happening is knowing and understanding your audience. So Drinking Games, definitely least favorite song I ever made. but I realized as an artist, it is not, it's about you, but it's not. Because you may not like a song, but you're only going to create. After you reach a certain level, you've set a standard for yourself. So you're not even going to allow yourself to create anything that's garbage. So, but you also are your own worst critic. So the way I listened to Drinking Games, I did it in maybe 10 minutes. I had a past experience that I was kind of fueled off of. And but the thing about it is I felt that it was too much because it's authentic. I'm country. I'm raised in the country, born and raised.
Yes, Lord.
I also love hip hop. I love hip hop just as much as I love country, and I love blues and R&B. So it's a fusion that was natural. It was effortless. I didn't think. I didn't overthink. It just happened, as it is in a lot of my music. But I said, man, these drums are too heavy. It doesn't sound country. People,
what you're saying.
And that was the problem. Yes. I'm worrying about it not being country music.
Yes.
Country artists. But it's my own sound. And that's where I failed to realize this doesn't fit into a category because there isn't a category for it yet. I just created that category. So my fans realize that. And they're like, I'm getting messages. This is going to be a hit. This song is going to blow up. All your songs are great, but this is the one. And I'm like, this is one that I literally just put out while I got my next single ready. Yeah. Actually, I put this out. I wanted to put Chevy High out, which is probably one of my favorite songs I ever made.
Let's go. I like that song.
But a friend of mine, I sent him Drinking Games, and he was like, yeah, man, that's dope. You need to put it out. And I'm like, I'm not really feeling it. You can come over. And he actually came over, and he put a verse on it. And that's the version I released first with Shy Cole. That's actually the remix. So I went back and released the original recently. But he had a lot of faith in that song. And I'm like, man, I just don't. I'm going to put it out just to fill some space. And I guess kind of should not be your own ears. And you should always have listening sessions or listening parties. Or
yeah.
I do fan participation now where I post a story and I post three or four options because I can get it down to three or four. And then I'll just let them pick, hey, is this song, what do you think about, what do you think, which one should I release next? But that's how Drinking Games got released. And it has been madness ever since. I went from 400 TikTok followers to 56,000, I'm certain, off of Drinking Games alone.
Wild.
I went from 1,500 Facebook followers to 99,000 within a few months off of Drinking Games, because they let you know why they're there. They're sure to let you know, I heard this, and then I went and listened to everything else you had.
Certainly.
Spotify, you know, 70,000-80,000 monthly listeners, Drinking Games. You know, it's just the one for most people. They relate to other songs, but that's just been, you know, the one.
I don't know
how to explain it.
No, because the way you was looking at me while I was talking, I can, it's just weird because like when I was saying how much I like the song, I can see the, like, man, that's not even my favorite joint. But you know,
you picked that one of all songs.
Yeah, it's weird because as you articulated it, that mesh, that fusion for, you know, for consideration though, right? For consideration, not just for your ears. Right. But it's the consideration because you want to have harmony. You wanted to build that bridge, right, to connect to the masses. And I almost feel like I'm like connected to the people through Drinking Games. Just how you articulated that, it's like, okay, so nah, I'm here on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Just like how I started the episode. Like, I'm here on purpose. Go ahead.
Yeah. So think of it from my perspective, right? So I have these stories to me that are the most important stories I want to tell. I got a song that I wait to release for, you know, almost a year because I'm like, this is the one, this is my favorite song, Southern Belle. You know, I'm singing, it tells a story about, you know, a couple who end up married, but it's like, so in depth, the thought is so in depth in the writing, in that the way I tell the story. And then Games, for instance, I was recording a song called Home for Christmas, which I released on Spotify and everywhere else as Whiskey for Christmas. It's about my family. If you listen to that song, I'm telling my family, I'm talking to them why I don't show up for every event, family event, why I don't come home every year. I'm introverted. They don't understand how difficult it is for me to balance my life. That is a full-blown story. Yes. And in that song, I said, smoking trains, drinking games. In that song, I scrapped it. And then I went and started another session and go, smoking trains, drinking games, got my head so gone. Save that for later. Boom, wow. Finished the Christmas song. I went back to Drinking Games. I messaged two of my friends. I said, smoking trains, paper planes, or smoking trains, drinking games. They both said the same thing. 10 minutes, I hit record, did the whole song all the way through. Just thoughts out of my head. And then it felt like it was nothing. It was just something I got out really quick. That's the song that everybody loves, you know, like the one that was less thought through. It just flowed, I guess, you know.
And you know, they say that your gifts, with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time, right? And impact the most amount of people. And it's not about making $1 million. It's about making 1 million smiles. And the fact that you referenced before even taking that little clip, this is wild. It's that easy for you? It's crazy, man. That little clip, and you went and said, paper planes or drinking games? But you went to the people. You went to the, as you do as an artist.
I still got the text messages.
It's crazy because me as a podcaster, I got the algorithm. You know, I see my audience. I see my demographic, right? And like, this is what we do as creators, right? But the fact that you did that in such the least amount of time and it's really touching people, man, this is genius. This is genius. But am I wrong by saying I'm here on purpose? Because I connect with the intent of the consideration. Now, with that, D, in regards to, and I love Chevy High. All right, Chevy High. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I will put the links below the content. Please go tap in with Danny Riley and everything he has going on, please. And he's going to promote at the end of the episode where you can find him. But in regards to, you know, your career right now, right? Because we had a conversation before this. And this is for creators and entrepreneurs to be inspired, you know, that you can. You had some obstacles. I remember you shared with me, you know, your latest tribulation. I really want to, you know, put this out there really fast before I build off of where, you know, with drinking games. To do something that genius, but push through something so inconvenient. What is that like? Because I see a formula here about discomfort and suffering, and how it really helps us as individuals push the needle. Like, what is that like for you? Can you share that with the audience right now? And I'm vague, ladies, but Danny Riley can go into it. We got 10 more minutes.
Discomfort.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. I'll make it quick. Discomfort shapes us, kind of, right? So anytime that I was comfortable, I wasn't able to create at my highest level. So when I was struggling, staying in an extended stay hotel, or, you know, having to walk 13 miles to work every day, praying for a promotion, that's when my best songs were always written, or my best poems, or, you know, scripts. So when I had a rib removed, part of my collarbone cut, a lot of tumors in my chest, nerves being pressed. I was just in a lot of pain. I had a lot of things going on, and collapsed lung, also ended up with pneumonia and COVID at the same time of that. And did not think I would be able to sing again. Was told my breathing and my lungs would never be the same. But I did rehab myself after regular rehab didn't work. And I told myself this was something I wanted to do and I was going to do. So I did everything it took to get back to where I need to be. I'm currently taking vocal lessons now to try to strengthen up some more. But that discomfort just, it put me in a headspace of, I've got to do this, or I've got to go harder than everybody around me. I've got to, you know, create more. I've got to tell more stories. I've got to appeal to my fans. I've got to respond to every comment. I've got to do whatever it takes to not be in the situation I'm in anymore. Because, maybe if I'm successful and able to do this for a living, I can afford better doctors to finally get this issue fixed, or whatever the case may be, whatever I had to tell myself. But in those times of, you know, like you said, discomfort, it just pushes me to go harder, to think more, to just deliver more, I guess.
This was a powerful episode for a brief time, and we got to do a part two to this. we have to do a part two because this is a, like I said, the next best thing in music, especially you already said it, Life and Death is in the Power of the Tongue. 2024 is definitely your year, brother. I can feel it. The fans can feel it. Something is happening right now, this year, this hour, this month, this very second. And I want to say thank you for being on the show, man. Hey, where can the audience find you? Where can people find you?
Okay, so they're probably going to be surprised seeing this anyway. I think more people expect me to be like more boisterous instead of kind of chill and laid back, but because of my socials. But Danny Riley Music everywhere. Also, you can go to my personal Facebook page, Danny Riley. I'm active. I'm super active on Facebook and Instagram. But Danny Riley Music everywhere else. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Spotify. I'm everywhere you can stream music. Pandora, Amazon Music, Deezer. I'm everywhere. So I've been getting a lot of Shazam. So that's letting me know people are finding me on Spotify or anywhere they hear. I mean, Snapchat, anywhere they hear my song and somebody's story. But you can literally find my music everywhere. I would recommend you go listen to Drinking Games by Danny Riley. but also Chevy High is probably my favorite song. And Southern Belle, which is one of my newer songs that I really love. So go check those out and message me, leave me a comment on my socials. Let me know what you think about it.
Yes, Lord. So my brother can track the progress. I've been also using your songs to promote just anticipation, but I'm going to promote this episode and I'm going to be spamming those songs on social media, on my stories a lot more. So ladies and gentlemen, jump in there with me, man, to help my brother lift his sweat equity. Thank you, Danny. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that you can uplift yourself no matter what you go through because we are here on purpose. Why? Because we are getting smarter by the day. Yes, Lord. Man.
Fighting all her demons, the Lord couldn't save her. Never lost a drinking game, never really did complain. Guess it wasn't you, it was me. You're warming not to fall, and I tripped anyway. Try so hard to keep me close, and I still slipped away. Girl, I swear I'd take it all back. I made a big mistake, but it's done, and now you're on the run. I had somebody who would hold me. I had somebody who would ease my pain. I had someone who always put me first. I can't believe I let her get away. Oh no. Smoking trains, drinking games, got my head so gone, gone. 99 bottles of beer, I've been drinking too long, long. Said she's leaving. Never coming back this way. Well, need you for a little while longer, baby. Won't you just stay? Maybe tomorrow won't be like today, but we'll never find out. Cause she's gone away. Whoa, whoa.
She's gone away, whoa, whoa. She's gone away, whoa, whoa. She's gone away, whoa, whoa. She's gone away, whoa, whoa. She's gone away, whoa, whoa. She's gone away. Smoking train, drinking game, got my head so gone, gone. 99 bottles of beer, I've been drinking too long, long. She's leaving and she's never coming back this way, way. Need you for a little while longer, baby, won't you just stay, stay?
Look there, baby. Guess I've been playing drinking games alone. Guess I've been playing drinking games alone.